Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you looking to speed up building your confidence and growth in something you don't feel it's doing so well in? Well, today I'm going to share a key that I've learned in particular from the great book Think and Grow Rich and put it into my life. And make sure you stay until the end because I have an additional bonus point for you then. Now, I've been someone who's been stuck in his head, a lot of my life. Really thinking about what I needed to do, keep it to myself, and just wanting to progress in the situation, whether that's been in a previous project management position, or perhaps I wanted to progress in a certain business aspect or whatever it is. Maybe it was in my personal life. Maybe I was having some challenges and I've kept it in my head and kept it to myself and it just stressed me out. I realized though, when I was going through life, when I required the right people and the right information, my life started really shifting. There's so many people who claim they're perfectionists out there, which actually is not a real thing. It's a made up thing. There's no such thing as a perfectionist because guess what? We cannot be perfect. It's just a mask for feeling like we're not good enough and we don't reach out to people because we feel like we're not good enough if we do that. And I realised I was being very stupid by not doing that. So when I started reaching out and getting help from people and started brainstorming the right people, investing in the right people, I started progressing. When I started playing football, I was trying to practice on my own in my teens. And then when I got help with my dad, I joined some football teams, got some good coaches, I started getting better. I realised this admittedly in my dating life. I was a very shy, nervous guy, and in my early 20s, I started coming across material and hanging out with guys who knew how to date better. And so I was able to go out and go on dates with women and be able to talk a lot better than my shy self. Business. I used to try and do it all on my own. And then I got a business mentor, got business coaches, invest in various programs, and my business got better. And in sales, I got the right mentors, the right coaches, learned the right things, and I got better at it. If I kept any of those things for myself and practice, I would be struggling. Yes, I may make some progress the more I practice. When you have someone else, it really speeds up your growth in confidence though. As human beings, we can't be good at everything. But learning from someone else can really speed up the process in certain aspects in our life. And this includes being happy. If you want to become really happy, hang out with more happy people and learn what they're doing. And the book Think and Grow Rich goes into the power of the mastermind. And I was reading the chapter earlier on, and it's a great book if you've not read it. I read it over and over again. Now I've got the original copy. And There's Henry Ford is mentioned in there, and he goes into the fact that he's not got specialized knowledge in quite a lot of things. However, he surrounds himself with people who do, and therefore that makes him grow a lot quicker, both in the confidence in what he's doing and in his personal growth. Now, we live in a world where we have access to a lot of resources. And I'm going to go into how you can do it and seek out this help in a minute. Like, how is it helping you keeping stuff, your own problems in your head when there's a world out there that can really, really support you go further, faster? So let's go into the points. First of all, ask yourself, what do you desire? And desire is a better word than want. I sometimes say want, but I prefer the word desire because it suggests that it's within you, but you've just got to get it out a little bit more. What is it you desire? You can't set a bunch of activities or do something unless you know where you're going. Otherwise, you just go around in circles. And a lot of people do this. They go through the same lives and they don't enjoy themselves just because they're on repeat. Ask yourself, what is it you desire? I started this a lot, but it's key. The second one, who do I know I could seek for help? Who is it perhaps a little bit further along in the journey? So say you want to be a coach. Do you know a coach? And how can you ask them and seek their help? Could you get yourself a coach? If you're a coach, you want to have a coach, of course. The next one, what information can I take in? Now, yes, if you get a coach or mentors, usually 99 times out of 100, you're going to have to invest in them. However, there's another way. And I would suggest you invest in yourself if you seriously do want to grow. Because people complain about the prices of investing in themselves, yet they spend money on stupid things like clothes they don't need or expensive meals out and things like that. If you don't have the means to really invest in an expensive mentor or coach, well, this is what I suggest. What information can you take in? Who can you learn from? There's so much on YouTube. There's so many podcasts out there. There are so many audiobooks. I was listening to Alex Hormozy earlier, who's an expert in business and marketing. Wow, the guy's amazing. And he gives most of his stuff away for free because he knows that it's going to give value to people. It's so much value and they can potentially be making millions and then they'll go to him in their first point of call and he'll earn a lot of their profit because he'll want to invest in their businesses as well. So there is so much of that out there. If you really don't want to stay stuck, learn from someone who's done it. If you want to get more confident in someone, read a book that's about the particular thing you want to get more confident in. Listen to something. The problem is we get onto autopilot mode when we're just doing things that don't serve us because our brain's trying to save energy by doing our same old habits. Start becoming more conscious and think about who you can learn, where you want to go, and who you can learn from. Ideally, invest in someone. Better than investing on things that aren't going to give you a return investment, which are not investments, they're costs, like meals out that you don't need or clothes you don't need or trips you don't need. I'm not saying don't take any trips, but really say, could I save some money and invest in myself and make money back on myself? Or do I need to go and buy this random trip? It's, you know, the choice is yours. And then what information can you take on? Who can you learn from? So take one of those away with you today and implement it. Go through those questions and then take one thing you can do and do it. And the final point I want to share is create or join a mastermind. A mastermind is something in the book Think and Grow Rich. And this is when you get at least two of you, ideally more, who have got different backgrounds and you can really get together and brainstorm on a particular topic to help you go further. Now, you can focus on one sole thing to help you, of which obviously you'd have to give people an incentive to help you, like you pay them to be in your mastermind, or perhaps you give them a reward for it, or you might join a mastermind. Now, masterminds can be quite expensive, yet you surround yourself with individuals who can really boost your journey a lot quicker. So that's my additional point to really speed up your confidence and growth. And when you're hanging out with those kind of people, invest in yourself, in themselves, you are going to become more confident as a result as well. So that's what I've got for you today. Thank you so much for listening and working on you and therefore impacting lives as well. If you've enjoyed today, I highly appreciate a rating and review on iTunes so you can reach more people together. Thank you if you've done so already. I appreciate you and remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.